Is that in relation to the Father's house?
I'm asking you. I personally feel that that's not in relationship to the Father's house. That's in relationship to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the Father's house is the aspect where the assembly, as having the best mansion, if I might put it that way, because I think that's what John brings out to us, that there is a mansion for every company, and the assembly has a special place, a special mansion that is nearest to the Lord Jesus. And I believe that it is in that realm where the marriage supper, the marriage of the Lamb takes place. And then the marriage supper where the Old Testament saints will join in the enjoyment of that occasion.
In the same line, Brother David, I definitely have to agree with you. And I think we do have a picture of it in a simple way in a lot of weddings that we go to. We see the bride and the groom in a very prominent spot, if I can say it this way. Prominent spot is where Christ and His bride is. And those that are invited do have the privilege of being there, but not on the same level.
Yes.
And I think we should move on.
Just to make an application of this as we move along, it's interesting that in those days, what I understand is that when a man was betrothed to a woman, there was a time set, there was a period of time. It's not like our day where engagements can happen or be broken or this or that, but it was a set thing. And that man would go and back to that his home, the Father's house, and prepare the place where he and his bride to be, his wife to be, would dwell. And so it's wonderful that what would she do in the meantime? She would be preparing herself for him. She would be anticipating that wonderful time when they would come together, when this would happen. And this is the way we should be. The Lord is gone. He's prepared. What should we be doing? We should be preparing ourselves. Preparing ourselves. The assembly should be preparing itself. The book of Revelation, what are we going to be adorned in? The righteousness of saints. It's wonderful that it's something that He gives us by the power of the Holy Spirit to prepare, to be ready, to anticipate, to long for. So that's what we have here. You know, it's really to be with Him where He is, isn't that? You know, all the sisters here are married. I don't want to ask them what everything's like now, but I hope it's good. But before you were married, what were you doing? Were you thinking, oh dear, I don't think I could handle living with him? No, they anticipated him with a great longing, you know, a great love. And so we should have that kind of attitude in our hearts.
So the first part of the study, A, had to do with the pathway of faith. Now the second part of the study, B, has to do with the actuality, where faith has changed to sight, experience, enjoyment by the power of God. I was just wondering, asking the brethren, should we move on to the next study or conclude in these other thoughts, because it will take up a tremendous amount of time.
Well, you can do it for us, brother, very quickly, briefly, so that the saints...
I had mentioned the wondrous power invested in the Lord Jesus. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and also verse 9 and 10, God has obtained salvation for us as our portion. The Lord Jesus will make that a reality for us. If you notice, John 14 is the cross in the mind of and the heart of the Lord Jesus is accomplished. It is finished. It is done. John 17 supports that. I have finished the work. I have glorified thee on the earth. He asks that they will be with him where he is to behold his glory. Power invested in the Lord Jesus brings us there. It's wonderful to see the Father and Son having the same desire, the same, I say this carefully, will. Is what there is one will. And that is that his own will be with him. Beyond the reach of death and corruption. We heard it already. Our brother Legister pointed out to us. The Lord Jesus and his power will change and affect this mortal, and there shall be immortality. Where there was once corruption, easily to set in incorruptibility. some of our brethren are sleeping as we speak. The Lord Jesus will manifestly show victory, the victory that God has won over death, when he will claim the dead in Christ from the clutches of death, from the grave. Wonderful power indeed. And the Lord Jesus alone will bring us, not only do we now enjoy and experience the quality, I hope, in our lives of eternal life, but the fullness in his power. He will bring us into that scene suitable to the presence of the Father and suitable to his own presence in the fullness of eternal life. That is our portion, and he will bring us there. And then, I want to say very simply, the Lord has given us an open door. He holds that door open. There's a time coming on this earth that will be unparalleled, unmatched. Read Revelation. And his mercy, he will bring us to the Father's house and keep us out of the hour of trial. How wonderful should we be encouraged to keep his word, not to deny his name, and to hold fast to him till he comes.